It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Witness, if you will, the young 18 to 24-year-old male in his natural fiscal habitat. Not a lot of credit, maybe not even a bank account, but still a demographic that marketers want a piece of, and often a video gamer. That's why this week, instead of frequent flyer miles, your new prepaid American Express card may offer virtual cash for the online multiplayer video game League of Legends. Marketplace's Dan Gornstein reports.
It's a good time to get into debit cards.
The prepaid card business is like a $425 billion global industry, growing at north of 20% since 2009 every single year.
That's Stefan Hopp with American Express. The company thinks it can get a bigger piece of that market by tapping into 18 to 24-year-olds, people less likely to have a bank account. Amex has made a deal with the video game League of Legends. Starting tomorrow, sign up and you get 1,000 free points you can spend on virtual goods.
They have 32 million players worldwide. Those players play a staggering 1 billion hours of gameplay a month.
Ashish Jain is with Booz Allen. He says by partnering with an online video game company, American Express is playing with millennials on their turf.
When you look at the research, what these guys are looking for is engaging experience.
Jain says if this approach works, other credit card companies are likely to follow. I'm Dan Gornstein for Marketplace.
Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has officially unveiled his plans for the Hyperloop transportation system. It's supposed to make the trip between L.A. and San Francisco in 30 minutes. It uses pneumatic tube technology. Pods on a raised track would carry humans and cars with the help of pressurized air. The solar-powered transport system would travel 800 miles an hour and cost about $7 billion to build, says Musk. Now he just needs the permits. If you're excited for the days when we can all unlock our cars and our front doors with our phones, you're not alone. Software makers in the U.S. have been making all sorts of stuff for smart homes, and door locks are a part of it. Of course, smart homes are vulnerable to hacks, and modern technology is actually challenging some of the old ways to lock up, too. Megan Neal is a reporter for Vice Magazine's tech section, Motherboard.
What happened recently is two MIT students demonstrated that they were able to 3D print an exact replica of a kind of high security key. You know, 3D printing technology usually comes with also scanning technology where you can just scan the object and it will generate a blueprint of the object. But what's happened before is that you could actually generate that same blueprint with just a high-res photo of the object, so you don't even need to have it in your possession.
So someone could sit next to me at a cafe, take a photo of my keys on the table, and print them out and walk right into my house?
Theoretically, that's possible.
Wow. Meg Neal is a reporter at Vice's Motherboard. Meg, thank you.
Thank you.
And before we go, how not to promote your new smartphone. LG held an event in Seoul, South Korea for its new G2 phones. It announced it would attach 100 coupons to balloons and that whoever got a hold of a balloon would get a free phone. What went wrong? Well, one lady brought a giant pointed staff. Then there were the BB guns. 20 people were reportedly injured in the chaos that ensued. LG says those people will also get something free. The company will pay their medical bills. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.